That's a controversy that just will not go away. Earlier this week, the Ayrshire's Gay Cake Row came to a head when a judge ruled the Christian-run bakery discriminated against a gay customer. Now, some of those who were critical of Ayrshire's have started an online campaign urging Tesco's not to sell the bakery's products. A rival petition has also been started urging Tesco's to stick with the company. Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance with us today. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. And Chris Nixon, who writes the Belfast Barman blog. You're backing this anti-Ayrshire's campaign. Why, Chris?
We need to demand the utmost integrity from our companies. Tesco is the biggest supermarket in Britain, and it needs to have the highest standards from which its suppliers pull from. Otherwise, the whole system, who could be supplying who, you know, there's no ethics behind it at all. The court has decided that this was wrong, and Tesco need to represent that in the product they sell.
To the point where that their products should be boycotted?
Well, a court has decided that this was discrimination. So people are entitled to vote with their money, which I'm sure Peter would echo in various different campaigns that his group have had over the years. You know, if you support equal marriage, as the Ayrshire's Cake incident did, supporting Tesco, who's giving money to Ayrshire's, it's sort of contradictory, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Go on, Peter.
Well, last time, I believe, I spoke to the Belfast barman, he was all about the freedom to open bars on Easter weekend. He's a big fan of freedom. You're absolutely free to do what you want with your money. So he's free not to shop in Tesco. He's free not to buy an Ayrshire's product. But this isn't even a boycott. This is saying Tesco's must agree with him. They must withdraw the product and not allow it to be sold. And this is a new level of concern. It's exactly what we feared in this judgment. Tesco sell halal meat. Some people agree, some people don't. So they sell other meat as well, as a supermarket should do. Tesco take bank cards from the big banks. Yesterday, we had a big judgment in which four of the big banks were told that they had broken all sorts of laws about foreign exchange. Are they going to say we're not taking Barclay cards or RBS cards because they broke the law? Of course not.
The difference here, Peter, is that the big banks have been told by courts that they did something wrong. They're paying a fine and are fairly contrite about it. Ayrshire's stand by the fact that they did nothing wrong. And comparing it to halal meat, that's a complete non-story. Halal meat is a product that's made for someone of a particular dietary requirement. Ayrshire's sausage rolls are made by...
It's not a dietary requirement. The meat is actually blessed, as you know, Chris. I mean, that's the whole key. It's a religious requirement.
However, the making of halal meat doesn't involve a court telling someone that they've discriminated. That's what it comes down to. It's discrimination. Tesco itself has policies in place for this. They have an ethical trading policy that requires that no discrimination is practiced by suppliers. A court has decided that there was discrimination. It's simple.
And so in the same way you're boycotting the newspapers, the Mirror yesterday making lots of payouts for all sorts of things that did wrong over 6 or 7 years, a prolonged period.
The Mirror has shown contrition. The Mirror has shown contrition.
I think a lot of people have
said... It doesn't quite work for you, Peter. You yourself have called before. The Evangelical Alliance before has called for a boycott. You've called for a boycott on buying the Sun, page 3. Also, someone that yourselves work closely with, the CEO of the Christian Institute, called for a boycott of Tesco. Because a research and development campaigner said that evil Christians who were against gay people. These are people that you work with and you sign agreements with.
Stephen, I have to come in because none of that's true. None of that's true. It's simply untrue. So Evangelical Alliance never called for a boycott. We've said to the Sun you should withdraw the page 3, but that's not a boycott, and that's the thing. So the freedom is I don't have to buy page 3. So here's the concern that we have. So Chris has been called out. He's not going to boycott the big banks, even though they repeatedly made mistakes. He's not going to boycott newspapers, even though they repeatedly did things wrong. And Ayrshire's have lost
showing contrition, Peter.
We haven't had an appeal yet. Chris, there's 14 days for this judgment to be appealed. Chris is well aware that many people do not believe this is a sound judgment. There's lots of people discussing it. So at least you'd have to wait 14 days until we decide whether it's going to be appealed. It's quite possible this will go up through the chain of the courts and a different decision will be reached. And then if Ayrshire's continue to break the law comes against them, not Tesco's, not you. You simply don't have to buy their product. That's freedom.
Tesco's
now we've seen a real extension here. So Chris, no longer respect freedom. You no longer respect the freedom of people to say, I don't want to buy Ayrshire's. you're going to say, no, no, let's put this bit...
It just looks vindictive to some people, this Chris Nixon, does it not?
I completely understand. People have the freedom to buy it or not. However, Tesco have a policy of ethical trading that no discrimination is practiced. So far, they've been found guilty. Yes, they may appeal, and somewhere down the line, maybe they won't. But until
they haven't been found guilty because it's not a criminal case, so we can't use that language.
Okay, they have been found to practice discrimination as a policy. Is that better? Would you agree on that?
So if Ashers continue to do that, then the law is going to intervene and it's going to punish Ashers, not Tesco. Tesco don't make the law in this land. And if Ashers were to continue to repeat it then this might look a little bit different. But we're not even close to that. And what we see is the exact freedom that we've always been concerned about is being trumped on by people like Chris coming up with these boycotts. It's not even a boycott. It's not saying let's boycott Tesco. That's within their right. It's saying, no, no, Tesco's need to agree with me. They need to change their policy. And we're not doing it for all these other organisations. What we need to see is the Equality Commission who said, we want to see generosity in this debate, need to step up now and say, this isn't the way to go. This isn't the way to go forward in our society. And their silence is deafening. Let's hear from the Equality Commission saying this is the wrong way to go forward.
Tesco's have given us a statement. They say we are reviewing the judgment and that they will discuss it with Ashers. They say they have a track record of working with local suppliers. We'll discuss the judgment with the supplier when we next meet, they say. Sammy Morrison from the TUV has contacted us. Morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning, Stephen.
You set up this rival petition, did you?
I did. I saw the petition that had been set up urging Tesco's to withdraw Ashers products, and as a result of that, I wanted Tesco's to know that there were a lot of people who supported Ashers. And going by the number of signatures that that petition has garnered in just about 12 hours or so, I think that I've already demonstrated that, and that the numbers of people that are signing that is absolutely phenomenal. As I say, it's only going in about a few hours, and we're already over 2,500 people that have signed it.
Do I assume that Peter Linus would be against your petition also?
Peter Linus to address, but I mean, I'm not speaking on behalf of him. I'm sure he can speak on his behalf there.
No, thank you, Sammy. And I'm not a fan of boycotts. That's not the way we tend to do business. What I'm interested in is the open space and the freedom in this moment. And what we've seen, it's what we warned about, the closing down of freedom. We need serious, civilised debate. You cannot and should not discriminate against people. The law has been extended. It has been widened in this judgment. We need to see if there's going to be an appeal. That's a sensible thing to do, first of all. Then we need to discuss how do we implement, how do we look at this law, and what does it look like going forward?
If I could just come in there, Stephen, quickly. Just on the point that Peter made, I am not calling for people to boycott Ashers or boycott Tesco's. Sorry. I'm merely making the point in the petition that people may very well make the decision to take their trade elsewhere unless Tesco's continues stocking Ashers products. Because, I mean, we need to realise that this is a local company that's employing local people. And I think big companies like Tesco's should be commended for promoting local businesses and family-owned businesses like that. And they shouldn't be... come under pressure from the aggressive gay rights lobby, which seems to have unsatiable demands and would like to just, it seems, force Christian.
The last time I heard that language, it was coming from Jim Wells in the South Down Hustings.
Well, I think so. What
Sammy's demand of the gay lobby.
Sammy's petition shows is it reminds us that 70% of people support Ashers. That's a Comrades independent poll. It reminds me of the previous debate, Stephen, you've just had. There aren't enough jobs in Northern Ireland, people saying, but welfare reform, where do we find these jobs? Ashers, local employer, providing good employment for people. And what we have here is a move to try and stop them, to try and remove their products, a business that is thriving and doing well. And which just seems so short-sighted when we need a thriving economy here in Northern Ireland. We need jobs and we need to learn to get along with each other. How do we coexist? How do we hold equality and freedom together? And I think we can do that. We can balance that. We've been discussing it with the Equality Commission, with the LGBT community. We meet with these folks regularly. This is an ongoing debate. I don't think the wise way to do it is to try and boycott.
Let's see what we're saying at home this morning. Paul. Morning, Paul.
Good morning. I'd just like to repeat really what the previous gentleman there was saying, that Ashers is... firstly, I applaud the ruling that was made against Ashers. I do support the LGBT community. And I think the outcome of the case was the right one. However, once again, I think what we see here is the oppressed becoming the oppressors, that they're just not happy with a certain amount of power. They want all the power. So what they're trying to do is boycott ashes from Tesco's, thereby putting jobs at risk. And it's, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think the employees of Ashes have anything to do with this. Obviously, it's the owners. And again, what we're seeing here is just pushing further and further and further away from equality and becoming more demanding and saying that we're not happy just for this to end here with the case. We're not happy for it to end there. We want more and more and more. And if they keep pushing it this way, what they're going to do is they're going to alienate the people, such as me, who support this case, but I don't support taking jobs away from local people,
okay.
Especially because those people have done nothing wrong.
Paul, thank you. Janice next. Morning, Janice.
Morning.
Go ahead, Janice.
I just think that people should be able to decide themselves what products they buy or don't buy, and they can make their own little protest that way if they wish. I do think, though, that a company like Tesco or any other store shouldn't go down that line, which they're being asked to do, and totally boycott Nasher's products. And I can tell you that myself and other members of my family over the last few months have actively been buying more Asher's products, and just as a small way of supporting them. And I think if Tesco did go down the line of boycotting all of her products, I think I would take my trade elsewhere.
Can I come in there?
Of course you can.
If Tesco were using a supplier who was proved to have discriminated against someone in court on the grounds of race or religion, I imagine the outroar would be quite tantamount to what's happening here. You have a case where a company has a policy that no discrimination is practiced by a supplier, and a court has decided that discrimination was practiced. It's not a case of necessarily calling for a boycott of Asher's. It's a case of Tesco needs to act on what their own policy is.
Let's remember, it was not a criminal conviction.
It's not a conviction.
There it was.
And
I didn't say there it was.
So 2.6 billion, I understand, that the banks have been accused in the foreign exchange scandal. Not even a day where we're saying we're not taking their cards. 6 years, the newspapers have been tapping people's phones, and these are criminal convictions, and not a day.
They've showed contrition. They've apologised.
They've fought the cases the whole way through. They didn't settle them immediately. For the last 2.5 years, 3 years, 6 years, Sienna Miller's case has been fought through the courts. She said 6 years to settle. They've been fighting that because they didn't immediately roll over. During those 6 years, did the Tesco say, let's not sell the Mirror newspaper at this point? No, of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. So this is completely picking on one subject, one case.
I'd agree with you there, Peter. I would agree with you. Had I been more up on that at the time, I would have agreed with you completely. However, I wasn't. We're not there. We're not 6 years ago. We're not.
Okay. Stephen wants to talk to Chris. Stephen wants to talk to Chris. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going there? I just think the guy Chris there, he just jumped on a bandwagon there. Does he work for Tesco's? Or does he make up Tesco's rules or whatever? I'm sure Tesco's know their own rules. So why is he coming on here and telling Tesco what they are? I think Peter said there earlier on, there's a review in this here, and there's 14 days to put a review in. So maybe Tesco's are sitting down looking at it and going, well, do you know what, right, we're 14 days here and we'll make a decision then. Who's he to say, well, so why don't you go to every other company then and tell
them? We invited
them
on to talk about it, didn't we?
You know what I mean?
Janice next. Morning, Janice. Janice is gone. Mary,
yes.
Go ahead, Mary. I can't read my own writing.
What I would like to say is that if and when, because if they do boycott Asher's products, there will be job losses in Asher's, who employ, I think, about 70 people. They are employing local people. They are providing jobs, which is, in a sense, putting money back into the economy. Will Asher's be able to take a case of discrimination to the Employment Equality Commission if they lose, and those people who lose their jobs because of this boycott?
So what do you think should happen?
Well, I think, personally, I have been going out of my way to buy Asher's products, and I know I will be be boycotting Tesco's if they stop stocking their products? And what about the shareholders of Tesco's? They should be writing to the CEO of Tesco's, giving their, because it's the shareholders that have the power. Someone should be standing up at the shareholders meeting and saying, I don't agree with this, because they're discriminating against, if they do boycott the products, they'd be discriminating against Ashers. And just one other thing I want to say as well, in consumer law, if I have a dress shop, I put a dress in the window and it costs £40. That is an invitation to treat. I don't have to sell you that. I don't have to sell you it at £40, but the pure economics of it is that the shop will sell it for that, maybe give you a bit of discount. So I don't believe Ashers were on any obligation to sell that cake. And the thing is, it was the writing on the cake.
That's
and
not what the court has found, has it?
Stephen, the Chief Commissioner has said in this moment what we need is generosity and grace in the conversation. We've been having those conversations. I was speaking to people before the judgment, from within the community. I've been speaking to he and others after. But we need them to come out now and say, this is not the way to go. Where's the public leadership coming to say, this is not a wise way to go? We need a conversation. We've been engaging. John and I were on your show, TV show, the other night, Stephen. People may not realise, he and I chatted beforehand, we chatted afterwards. We have been discussing these matters, as we should. You need to debate them and think about them. What we don't need is boycotts at this moment in time. We need a sensible conversation.
OK, the commentator, Lada Sharma, has contacted the programme. Tell us why, Lada.
Well, I'm very happy for people to get married, no matter what their sexuality is. I mean, I think that's a fair enough thing to do in this day and age. And but I'm very, very saddened to see that this representative who speaks for some of the gay community, because I can't imagine every gay person being completely homogenous, you know, in their belief as to how this was all pursued, but what I would like to say is, you know, I'm glad that they're happy that they've won this case, and I'm glad for them. And I think that generally society at large, we're all happy that this is over. But I'm exhausted by this need to now go further to crush this family and the business, and on this absolute principle of, you know, we are right. You know what? We've had enough divisions in our society in Northern Ireland. We should be learning that this is not the way to win back the people who you opposed or who opposed you. The way to win them back is to reach out and try and make amends, try and heal divisions here by going down this kind of self-righteous route, of which I'm not saying that you're not right about, by the way. I just think that once you've started to feel self-righteous about being right, then that you're no different from the people who opposed you in the extreme sense. So you have to stop pushing your agenda in such an aggressive way, because what happens is you lose the sympathy and the respect from the middle ground.
Well, let's let Chris respond to this. And Chris, you're not on representing anybody. You're on representing yourself and your position as a commentator. But speak to Lada and you can come back on some of those points, Chris.
Well, among most of the callers you've got there, we've heard Ashers being painted in the media as the victim of some sort of liberal tirade or liberal campaign, or as one of your comments there said, the vicious gay lobby. From the sounds of the calls, business has never been better for Ashers, so let's not paint them as too much of a victim.
But that's not the point.
As for pushing equality, as Stephen said there, I am not a member of any organisation. What I do, can't think of the word, what I do want is a company that respects everyone in society. And I think it's fair
you
to say
want
that
to be right. That's what you want. You want to be, I'm right. I want to push it down everybody's throat because
not,
I am right.
The
and the thing is, you are right. And I don't disagree with you being right. But what I do find something quite bitter about what you're doing is there's a need to crush people in order to prove how right you are.
No,
these
that's not
people,
the case at all.
You need to leave Tesco's alone to do what they need to do. And if they feel that they are happy to continue to work with these people, that is their business. It is not our business to constantly push our agenda down people's throats. That's
Tesco
all. But you are not winning any. You're not winning the favour of the general middle ground people by doing this for the gay community. And I have a lot of gay friends, and I have utmost respect for their relationship. They're on a par with mine. You know, that some of them have been together as long as my husband and I have been together, and I respect them on a mutual basis for that relationship. But you can't keep pushing and pushing and pushing in order to get your way. We know what it's like between the green and orange aspect of things that have been going on in our society. You need to learn this is not the way to do it.
Let me just interrupt you both this morning, because this is just into us within the last few seconds. And it's from the Equality Commission, who have just released a statement saying that the Commission appreciates that retailers operate in a competitive environment and will make commercial decisions about what products to stock and sell in stores based on customer demand and generating sales. It is a matter for shoppers to choose where they shop and which products they will purchase, and retailers generally will have a good commercial sense of what will sell based on local knowledge. The recent judgment has highlighted the protections that Northern Ireland's equality legislation provides and the role of the courts and bodies like ourselves to ensure that they are upheld. Calls for boycott and contract termination as a result of the current case are not helpful to promoting equality, and we would not support any boycott of Eicher's products or restrictions on their supply. We would encourage reflection on how the divisive debate which we have witnessed can be moved on to a debate on how we progress towards a more inclusive and equal society in Northern Ireland. So the breaking news this morning, if you are just joining us, is that the Equality Commission have told the Nolan Show that they do not support calls for the boycotting and contract termination of Tesco's. Chris Nixon, your reaction?
I wouldn't expect them to at all. That's not the Equality Commission's place.
But you have to come in and stir it up.
First off, I didn't start this petition. Second off, I support it because the message within it is right.
You shouldn't no support something should that causes more division.
No. Do you not think that using a company as a supplier that
no,
supports
I don't
discrimination
think that,
is
and
wrong?
I don't want to think about that. Most people don't want to think about it. You just want to sow a seed that is going
just
to create more division.
Just because you don't want to think about it doesn't mean it doesn't need thought about.
Peter Lyons, you've been quite critical of the Equality Commission. You would at least welcome that statement, correct?
Stephen, I was just about to say I wanted the chance to commend. I commend the Equality Commission that we've asked them for the statement. I called for it in your programme, and I think we absolutely welcome that. That is quick, that is decisive, and they said they wanted generosity and grace and fair play to them for doing that. So I absolutely want to acknowledge that. I think it's quite right that they've said that, and we will continue to engage.
Okay.
With them.
Here's Norma next. Morning, Norma.
Good morning. I agree with that lady. I agree 100% with that lady, what she said. Definitely. I was very, very sensible. And I agree with her. I think they're just picking and picking at things. I think it's ridiculous the way they're getting on. And I agree with that lady, I must say. I just wanted to tell her that I supported her. And she was very sensible in what she said.
Norma, thank you. George next. Morning, George.
Hi, Stephen. Good morning. Stephen, all I'm trying to say is, if they want to do things like that, there, why do they own a gay bakery instead of going to a Christian family? Do you know what I'm saying? They probably knew that they were a Christian family and they can get, you know...
They didn't know.
Sorry?
They didn't know.
Okay, sorry, Stephen. Well, if they didn't know, they didn't know. But why don't they own a gay bakery and then they know
well,
where
because
to
when they were going to open... If you just want to pay a cake, you shouldn't need to buy a shop to get a cake.
You're beginning to sound a bit like gay apartheid.
Stephen, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I went down to Tesco's and I knew a couple of people down there were, you know, the same thing, a gay person. But I just had a good laugh with them. And you want to hear some of the language and then the next thing, the person actually gets sacked. You know, but all I'm saying
is... Let's not get into that. John, last call of the day. Morning, John. John's just dropped off. Well, look, that's it.
Equality is incredibly important, but it doesn't work without freedom. And the danger of this is if you start clamping down on freedom, there's less space for equality. Equality only works when we are free to exercise, buy a cake from Tesco's or not. We need the freedom for equality to work.
Okay, Chris and Peter, thank you very much indeed.